Look at the Old Testament. You would find that the Old Testament is a history book. In it, what God has done in the formation of a nation of His chosen people, the Israelites, is chronicled in there. And God, on several occasions, admonishes His people to remember what He has done. Because what He did for them is history.
Yes.
And remembering it matters to God.
Yes.
But it matters even more to us as His people. Because He told us to do certain things. He told us how we could honor Him. He told us what was important to Him. And as He formed that nation, He told them, hold on to what I have done for you. Because your behavior should be shaped by it. When you see how much I love you, that I am willing to part a sea so that you can pass through it and your enemies may not. When you see that I will feed you and sustain you for 40 years, I love you. When I deliver you into this promised land, it is because I made a promise and I keep my promises because I am God. And I will always be faithful, even when you are not. And God wanted His people to hold on to that. The history of what God had done for His people was critical for them to remember. And God also told them, when you forget this, and I know you're going to forget this, there are going to be consequences. And when you've had enough of those consequences, remember and come back. And so they would forget. And in would come the Assyrians. Or in would come the Babylonians. And then they would remember. And God was faithful. And He kept His promises because there was always a remnant. And He would bless them when they remembered. God's history of what He has done for His people is important. Prophecy. The Old Testament prophets. Although they were foretelling, what they were foretelling is history. And the life and times of Jesus Christ. His birth. His life. His death. His resurrection, all prophecy, all now history fulfilled. God wants us to remember that. In fact, I love the way Luke chronicles it in the very beginning of Luke's gospel, Luke chapter 1. Luke writes it this way. Many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who were from the first, were eyewitnesses and servants of the world. With this in mind, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I too decided to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught. So that you and all of you here may know with certainty the history of what God did in bringing His Son, Jesus Christ, down here to earth to teach us. To die for us. To show us through His resurrection that we too can conquer death. History that is important to God and so critical to us to remember. And that's why I had our reading for today out of Acts chapter 2. Because a remarkable thing happens when God's people hold firm to the truth of what He has done for us. God's history for us. And we see in Acts that this group of apostles, filled with the Spirit, give birth to the church because they are drawing upon who Jesus is, the history of the man, the history of God's love for His people. They are united to a common cause, and remarkable things happen. They get so focused on that one thing that brings them together that they let go of the importance of material things. You don't have something I do, tell you what. I'll sell what I have so we can have it together.
Yes.
So that a lack of having won't come in the way of us celebrating God together. It was a removal of self that was taught by the one who made the most selfless action of history in putting Himself up on a cross. We don't often realize that before Jesus came down here to suffer, He was on a throne. Worshipped above all because He helped create all. He gave that up and came on down and died. And so what we see here are people understanding the history of God, that when we get united behind the one true God, our material possessions mean nothing. Amen. Lifting up others in the name of Christ is what is important. Amen. And they gave birth to a church that grew into thousands right off the bat, and now numbers a million or so. It is remarkable what people can do when they are brought together, remembering the history of what God has done for us and allowing that to bring us together. Which brings me to a remarkable point 136 years ago. A group of people on Dufusky Island, recently freed slaves, for whatever reason, and there is only one reason, and his name is Jesus, came together. They spent $82 to buy 12 acres of land. I don't know how they came up with $82 in 1881. It's not like they had a printing press over here. It's not like there was huge industry. And it's not like they inherited a whole lot of money. They had just been freed from slavery. Amen. And yet they felt that it was worth their time, their talents, their resources to create a place where God could be worshipped and lifted up. And so they did that. They gave of themselves for one central unifying cause, Jesus Christ. Amen. As we heard today, that Jesus has nothing to do with the color of your skin. It has nothing to do with any other demographic characteristic. It has only to do with coming to the cross to worship. And they gave out of the littleness that they had. They realized that they were blessed. And they poured it out so that the community could be blessed. And then the building burned down. Can you imagine that? You have given of yourself. You have built this place of worship. And the building burns down. And they gave again. And they built this place where we worship today. And what a remarkable building this is. You can feel the presence of God in this simple, humble, historic edifice.
Yes.
And God has been praised in this building for so long. With no fault to the people who worshipped in this church, attendance declined because the island declined. People left. But there were some faithful remnants left behind, and they kept coming. There were pastors along the way who were faithful to the call, and they kept coming. And then Pastor Clarence answered that call. A little different call than most pastors get. But he was faithful, and he answered the call. And he kept showing up. And so did the people of this island. And look at what we have here today. It is remarkable what can happen when people stay faithful to the history of the church and they remember what God has done for the people. And they keep showing up and honoring God. I do have to tell you just a little bit about this last week. This last week, there were 11 of us from Dufusky Island that teamed up with 19 other people from Ohio, and we were down in Honduras. We were on a mission trip, a medical mission trip, bringing aid to folks down there in abject poverty. And I would sit and I would counsel with people after they received their medical treatment, and it was such a joyful moment when through an interpreter, I would realize that the person sitting across from me was a brother or a sister. And I knew that the next time I saw them might well be up in heaven where I wouldn't need an interpreter. We were united as a family. And those people down there that know Christ are united as a family, and they're doing the best they can with nothing. Because when you're united in Christ, you realize you have everything. And nothing else matters. And so you give what you've got because there's only one place where it truly matters. And so I think about where this church is going today. It's come to the point where it is because people have been faithful to the one thing that truly matters. The cross of Christ. Him crucified so that we can all be saved. When there is division in a church, where there is separation from one another, it is always because one or both parties has placed something else above the cross. Amen. Brothers and sisters, may that never be so here. May this always be a place where this word is held up as the sovereign word of God. May this always be a place where this cross is the only path to salvation. May this always be a place where our love for our brothers and sisters, whether we like them or not, causes us to go out, to reach out, and to love them with all that we have. Because we don't get to take any of it with us. We have been blessed so that we can be a blessing to others, to show them that we are God's hands and feet. And that the only mission in life worth pursuing is the one that leads to everlasting life. Brothers and sisters, when we remember history as captured in this book, we will always stay true to God's message. That God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. That whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. And when we unite around that cause, we can erect out of nothing something that will last forever. History worth remembering. God's history that matters to each and every one of us. I promised I wouldn't go long today. I know there's a fellowship meal to be eaten. I just want to thank each and every one of you for caring enough about your history to be here so that it can all be our history in Christ. Amen? Amen.